Yes, good morning. I do greet you this morning in our Lord and Savior. It is beautiful to again be in the house of the Lord. This morning I was asked to share just some meditation thoughts. And here recently, I've been just contemplating different thoughts about fasting. So I'd have just a little overview of that. For our scripture this morning, if we could read in Isaiah 58 verses 1-7. Isaiah 58, beginning of verse 1. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Excuse me. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Let's bow for a word of prayer, please. Yes, Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to come to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, how much I am in need of Thee, to hear from Thee, to be in Thy will, Lord. Lord, show Thy way. Pray that Thy Spirit would be here among us, and that Thou would stir in our hearts, that we could hear Thy Word and learn and grow and be thy vessels who thou would want us to be. Lord, we just thank thee for the many blessings thou hast given us, and just pray that thy will can be done here this morning, and pray that thy word can come forth. Just be with me and direct me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, I'm going to go through few things here on fasting, on just the five whys, as they say in English, the what, where, when, why, and how. Starting with what is fasting, and in Webster's 1828 dictionary, one of the definitions as far as a verb is to abstain from food beyond the usual time, to omit to take the usual meals for a time, as to fast for a day or a week. And as a noun, one of the definitions is voluntary abstinence from food as a religious mortification or humiliation, either total or partial abstinence from customary food with a view to mortify the appetites or to express grief and affliction on account of some calamity or deprecate an expected evil. To deprecate an expected evil, didn't really know what that means. I looked it up. To deprecate is to, whenever you, let's say you know somebody is upset at you for whatever reason, and there's a possibility they might want revenge or so forth. To deprecate something is to earnestly pray that that evil would not come upon you, is what that would be. So that, and what he's saying there, that's something that can be done as far as fasting, just in the definition. So what is fasting? If we go back to Isaiah there 58, we're going to refer to this chapter quite a bit. So as we look to other verses, you could hold your finger on that spot. That'd be great. Verse 6, God is saying, is not this the fast that I have chosen? This is what God would want for a fast, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. We can go to Galatians 5:1 if you care to follow along. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage. It doesn't specifically say there as far as fasting, but verse 6, and back in Isaiah, you know, it doesn't say to fast from food. God wants us to fast from our sinful appetite, if you want to say. In John chapter 8, verse 31, it starts there. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? We shall be made free. As you all are aware, we at one time were in bondage to sin. Sin had us captive, and we were not able to be free from it. And that's what God's desire is. Like I said earlier, that we would be free. We would, if you want to say, fast from our carnal appetites, our carnal desires, and put those away. That is ultimately God's goal. Of course, you know, we cannot do this by our own strength. It's only by God's grace that is possible to put those things away. But it is definitely possible, and it's something that God does desire. So that would be the what of fasting. Oh, where? Physically. You know, it is physically possible. You say we could fast anywhere. I don't know that God has any limitations necessarily on where we fast. A couple of examples of that. The New Testament, Acts 27, verse 33. This is Paul's journey that he is heading to Rome. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them to take meat, saying, this day is the 14th day that you have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. So there they're on a journey in the sea, and they were fasting there. Another one is Acts 10, verse 30. And this is Cornelius. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, And at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. So there, just within our homes, whether it's with our families or whatever, but yeah, physically, you know, it's possible to fast anywhere. As we know, Jesus said plainly, whenever you fast, you know, do not be as the hypocrites who do it and disfigure their face and to be seen of men. You know, that is not God's desire, that we would be we would fast to be seen of men. So I don't, I stand up here. I want to say this now. I don't necessarily have the answers for all this fasting. I just, these are just some meditations that God's given me, and want to pass them on. So, verse 4, I think, gives a, what God does not care for our fast. It says, "Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voices to be heard on high." And I thought that was interesting, you know, to fast. Do we fast so that God will see us? You know, do we fast, you know, as in a sense to say, "God, look at me, you know, I'm doing for you." That was actually probably in another category, but anyhow, you know, do we do it to be heard on high, you know, and that goes back to the being seen of men. You know, do we do it just so we can be seen of God, you know, or do we do it for our, for righteousness' sake, if you want to say. You know, another one, as far as, I guess, an example where I should have brought this up earlier is Jesus. You know, he fasted in the wilderness. He went away from men and went out in a desert place, if you want to say, and fasted. So that was aware. The when. There again, when we could fast physically, it's possible to fast at any time. There might be exceptions, you know, as far as health reasons that it could be damaging to your body. But only when God, it's to bring glory to God. That's when what God desires for it, is that He's going to get the glory. Verse 2 is beautiful in a sense, as far as this is what the desire should be. "Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation, and did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God." That's what God would want for our desire whenever we are fasting, to bring Him glory. A couple of examples of why or when people fast. What they were doing in Acts chapter 13, verse 3. It says, "And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away." That's talking about Paul and Barnabas, whenever the church at Antioch set those two apart to go out and to do God's work in the field. And so that's one time when they fasted. Another one in Mark 9:29. "And he said unto them," Jesus said, "this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." I would say whenever it is something to do the service of God, to do God work in His kingdom, that's talking about whenever they were not able to cast out the demon, the disciples weren't. Jesus said, "This kind cometh out not by prayer and fasting." Moving on, when there's possibility as far as doing it individually to bring a petition to God or to do it for some individual purpose, or as a body, as a collective corporate body. And I appreciate that. Occasionally we'll do that here. It's a beautiful thing that we can seek God for things that are coming up, things that are maybe in our midst or whatever, that we can fast together. Another item about when is, you know, the timing of it, you know, during the day or how long. I was talking to somebody here just recently, and he asked the question. The topic came up as far as fasting, and he asked the question, and he said, "So do you fast till like 2 or 3 in the afternoon?" is what his question was. I think implying that's normally whenever he would fast, just till 2 or 3. An example going back to that with the scripture that we read about Cornelius, he fasted till, said that he was fasting until this hour, 4 days ago, and it said about the ninth hour. The ninth hour, my understanding, is about 3 in the afternoon. I don't know if that was his norm. Of course, it was before he had the Spirit and all that too. Or if he just got an answer from God, and so then that was the end of his fast at that time. I don't really know. It doesn't give a direct answer. You know what time? As far as the disciples, a couple of the other examples. You know, Paul on his voyage, they were fasting for 14 days. Just bringing a few of these things out. In the Old Testament, there are several places. I won't turn to them. But it says that they fasted until evening. And there again, it just gives a generic term, evening. To me, that's the end of the day, the sun going down and so forth. I don't know. A couple of those places are in Judges 20:26 and 2 Samuel 1:12. That's just a couple of things. As far as when, though, also, I wonder, if we do just limit our time, as this brother asked me, just till 2 or 3 in the afternoon, my thoughts went back to Elisha, and whenever Joash came to him, seeking a blessing from the Lord, and the Lord was wanting to give him a blessing. And Elisha told him to take some arrows in his hand and to smite them on the ground. And so Joash did that. He took some arrows and he smote them on the ground. And he smote them 3 times, it says, and he stayed. As in, he stopped. He didn't want to go any farther. Elisha was quite wroth with Joash because he stayed, he did not continue on. He said, "Why did you not go 5 or 6 times? That the Lord would have given you all kinds of victories. But now because you only went 3 and you stayed, then you're only going to have 3 victories in your battles." And I wonder, would I be hindering God if I limit, my fasting just till it's comfortable, if you want to say. It's nice to partake of food again, especially going to bed. It's nice whenever there's food in the belly. I don't know. Like I said, I don't have the answers. These are just some thoughts that I've been thinking about. And, wanting to pass them on. The next one is why. Why do we fast? I was talking to somebody here a while ago. And he said, "I don't understand you Christians." He said, "You do things that are harmful to the body." And I was like, "Okay, continue. What are you getting at?" And he said, "Well, you guys fast. You guys don't eat, for days at a time sometimes." And he said, that's so harmful for the body. Well, it's possible, I guess. I don't know. But God asked us to. And so I think he has a sweet purpose in it all. So, another man I was talking to, he said, I wanted to fast here for some time, for many years now, for about 5 days straight, to do to do a physical cleansing of my body, is what he said. And that's possible. That could be done. You know, there's other people that, another man I talked to, he's a recent convert to Islam, a Muslim. And he is during Ramadan, and he said, he's talking about the other Muslims. This guy is just new there, and he has seen these other Muslims, how they, in the evening, after the fast was over and the sun went down, and they would partake of their food, how much they would eat. And I guess typically I've heard that Muslims eat more during Ramadan than they do when it's not Ramadan. You know, and what he was saying is, don't they understand what the fast is for? He said it's to lose weight, is what he said. And I didn't agree with that, but that's what his take was. You know, so there's different viewpoints on why we would fast. I don't know, a lot of those there have to do with our selfish reasons. Another, let's go back to verse 3. There in Isaiah, it says, "Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and they see us, thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, and exact all your labors." Why they fasted here is to be seen, to be known of God. I don't believe it was to bring their glory to God. It said that you find pleasure in your fast, and you exact all your labors. And I thought that was interesting, that last part. I never really thought of it before. But, you know, when we fast, do we continue our days like we normally do? And to, you know, our labors, do we continue them on a normal basis? And I think we need to. You know, we still have jobs to do and so forth. But God wants us to fast, to seek Him, to understand His will, and to, to turn away, like we read later in verse 6, you know, to turn away from our carnal appetites. And so, I would be guilty of this here. You know, in times past when I fasted, I just continued my regular, normal schedule, daily schedule that I've always done before. To a point, I think that's good, because then it doesn't bring attention to ourselves from other people, you know, that we're, look at me, I'm, you know, I'm setting myself apart today. I don't know, I just, yeah, put that out there. Why we fast, look at Jesus and His temptations. He fasted and He was tested. He was tempted of the devil. That'd be another possible reason God would want us to fast, is to see if we are fully surrendered and submitted to Him. Or possibly, and I think this is God's will for it all, in verse 7, it says, "Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring thy poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh?" You know, Jesus repeated those words, not verbatim, but in a sense, whenever he said, when they came to a judgment, whenever God said to those on the right hand, he said, you visited those in prison and sick, and you fed those and so forth, clothed the naked. And they were like, when did we do that? You know, this is what God wants from us. We do it just because that's what God desires for us. We don't do it to be seen. We don't do it for recognition. We don't do it to keep score. And that's what God wants. See here. Also, now moving on to the how. How do we fast? In verse 5 in Isaiah, I believe this is a rhetorical question that God would ask with an answer of no. It says, is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Jesus there again, he reiterated those things, talking about the hypocrites. You know, do not be as hypocrites when they fast. They do it to be seen of men and so forth. Think what God, there again, desires from us is just a simplicity and a humility. And whenever we do that before God, when we bow low and take Him at His word and just do as He would desire, we will have the blessing of the remaining of this chapter. We'll read again in from Isaiah 58, verses 8 through 14. This is the blessing that God desires for us. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer, and thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the Lord of the Lord, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Thank you.